You're listening to Expand the Curve, and I'm your host, Olive Bassey. Here we discuss controversial topics within plus-size representation in all industries, along with real-life stories from everyday people. In order for change to occur, you must be the change. Let's contract the norms and expand the curve. Hi, welcome back to Expand the Curve. It's your host, Olive Bassey. I have the amazing, wonderful Reese today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You're like a jack of all trades, honestly. I'm like, every time I see you on like my For You page or on Instagram, I'm just like, man, she is just on the move.
Always doing things. I really feel like my creative projects are like my guides. So I follow those and it does lead me into a lot of different areas. But I enjoy it. And I feel like that's the point of all of it is to be able to like work on projects and in spaces that you enjoy. So loving that, learning a lot along the way.
Yeah, I love that. Tell me about yourself. I can't talk today.
Yeah, so my name is Reese, and going off of that, I consider myself a multi-hyphenate, so multi-passionate creative. I started out my career in the music industry, and music will always have a place in my heart. And then I left to pursue acting full time, and I became a film and TV actress and have been doing that for the last 8 years. And I, like so many others in the middle of the pandemic, film and TV industry shut down. And so I had all of this creative energy and all of these ideas, and that's what led me to TikTok. I absolutely adore that platform. And over the last 2 years, I have become a content creator. So both on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I saw that you were like a musician for a little bit and I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's so dope. And then I really saw all your like acting little gigs here and there. And I was like, dang, you're really like killing it. What made you switch over to acting full time?
I was in the business side of music. And I just realized that's what my degree is in. First of all, I should also say that I think this like structure of education, how we force young adults to choose their path in life. I was down this road with this degree and I was like, oh, this is not what I want to do. And music in itself is a very passion filled industry. So I was surrounded by people who were really passionate about it. And it's really obvious in those spaces that you're like, oh, I don't feel this way about this thing as much as you do. And then it really became this mirror and forced me to realize or to discover for myself, what do I really feel passionately about? And for me, film and TV has always been that thing. I'm definitely the individual who thinks their life is a movie and lives in such a way. That's where I was thinking about earlier when I was talking about music. That's the role that music plays in my life is it really is like my soundtrack to my life. And when I think about things that have inspired me, things that have moved me. I'm an Aquarius, so sometimes I can feel really detached. So things that make me really feel into my human experience, it really is film and TV and some of the best stories that I've seen play out on screen. That's the form of art that I resonate with the most. And so I was like, okay, so you know that about yourself. I've also been very, I don't say this in a negative way, but I've also been very dramatic growing up. That's a part of me that I've really leaned into as an adult. When I was younger, it was like, Reese's a lot. Reese's like, it just always has this negative connotation. And I was like, you know what? I am a lot in a lot of really beautiful ways. And it means I have a lot to give. And it means that my energy takes up a lot of space. And when I started to act, it was like, that was the place where a lot was a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, if I was coming into the scene with a lot of energy and enthusiasm or whatever the scene called for, if it was more dramatic and it was like the more, the better. Because I think when people say like a lot, it really is like how your energy meets someone else's energy. And in person, like, I feel like for some people, it does feel very overwhelming, but like on screen, if those are the types of performances that move you. And so it became my safe place to be a lot. And I was like, I can play here. I can be myself. I feel that times 100 for the content that I create. I feel like I can be safe on sets of projects that maybe aren't mine. But when we talk about TikTok and creating content for these video platforms, when I'm shooting a project that is solely mine, I feel very safe to be seen and to take up space. And then in that realization that that felt good, I was like, oh, this is my journey, is to be in spaces where I'm normally not in spaces or not feeling welcome and take up more space in them. So if you follow me on Instagram, I'm a health coach. Health and wellness isn't really a space that plus size women feel safe in. It hasn't always been a space that's been catered to us. Honestly, my thought on it is I feel like our health and wellness is often weaponized against us. Like it is, I think when we saw the body positivity movement, it was so beautiful to see women feeling comfortable in swimsuits and different types of fashion and just really thriving and being confident in their bodies. But there was always the health thing that was like used against us. Like you can be happy and confident all day, but you're not healthy and you're promoting an unhealthy lifestyle. And I know so many women, myself included, so many plus size women, myself included, that are very healthy from like a holistic standpoint, taking care of their mental, emotional, physical health. And it's just a narrative that I was like, no, it's time. We got to debunk that. And so that kind of became my passion and my purpose is being in these spaces. You don't see a lot of plus size representation. And in my film and TV career, that's played out in terms of the character type. So I get typecast a lot as the best friend. I've been maid of honor, best friend a lot in roles. I also get typecast as mother, like young mother. And that's obviously because of assuming that my body, because of my size, has had a child, has gone through some change. And there's just so much room for improvement in the ways that we cast plus size women. And that was a big push for the main character series. I was like, how can we reimagine these films with a plus size lead? And I don't just say that. Something else that I'm very adamant about with the main character series is starting the conversation. How does having a plus size woman in that role change the story? Because it's going to change it. And I think art should make us think about things and it should make us question our own humanity. And I think if you're watching my main character series and you're saying that character would never be plus size because of X, Y, and Z, it's an opportunity for you to evaluate your fat phobia and evaluate how you see fat bodies in the world.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love your main character series. Like, I'm always like ready to see it on my For You page, or I'll just go straight to your profile if I don't see it, because I'm just like, oh, you encapsulate all of these main characters that I always like daydream about and seeing them from like on my TikTok. And it's so interesting that you portray or you talked about all of these like typecasts and stuff. I didn't even know about the young mother thing because that actually threw me off. I was like, really?
It's a very popular category for plus size women if you're within a certain age range. So like my typical age range is like 20 to 30. Mm-hmm. And if you're overweight in that age range, again, if thinking about the visual story plus fat body on screen, typically they're like, oh, she has to be a young mother. So I get that a lot. I think there's something really unique in me that I have a very nurturing disposition. I think that comes, you see that play out a lot in my coaching business and stuff like that. So there is something that is very unique to Reese in that, but also the body type, feeling like, okay, something has had to have changed her body or altered her body in some way.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. We all knew Hollywood was fucked up, but to have that to be the kind of ideal young mother look is just because I just had a kid, so I can't have a six pack and have like tone arms. Oh, come on.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like the number one comment I get on my main character series is wanting to see, especially the ones I do around like a love story or a narrative around romance, plus women. I would say plus individuals. It's definitely a lot of women, but I would say also individuals as a whole wanting to see fat love stories, wanting to see women in romantic roles. We don't see that. And when we do, there has to be another thing there. There has to be a reason, like maybe on a moral level, she's like worthy on some way. It can't just be because there has to be a justifying reason. I get a lot of comments about, isn't it romantic? The movie with Rebel Wilson kind of being like, that was a plus size romance story. And it absolutely was. There was an element though that made it solely about her weight, which I think is interesting. Like I want to get to a place where it's not the issue. We neutralize fat bodies, and it's not like the reason this person exists on screen or the reason this character is there. And then there was also this other layer where she was incredibly funny, played by Rebel Wilson, comedian. And again, that's also, it, to me, when I watched it, I did feel like it was a step forward. I also felt it was still playing in this safe zone of fat and funny. And she's someone we're all comfortable with. And we've bought into this idea that she's a fat character. And I get that we have to make progress. Progress doesn't happen overnight. And I am aware of that. But I just felt like we could do so much better. And being in this space, I've been able to work with and collaborate with plus size writers and all of their characters. A lot of writers write in inspiration from their own lives. So it's like their characters are fat. They're like the content, the material for these stories exists. It really is about getting society to a place where it's acceptable and people want to see it. People want to see it and they buy into it. Because I think right now I even see it a lot on my main character stories where people have a lot of majority comments are like very positive and supportive. You do see those comments come in here and there that are like, that would never happen for a plus size woman. And sometimes it breaks my heart. Sometimes it's even other plus size individuals that just can't see themselves in that place. So it's multi-layered for sure.
Oh, for sure. And I was going to ask, because I mostly found you through TikTok itself and stuff like that. Is there any like characters or like main character series portrayals that you're more happier about? Like you love the storyline, like you want to actually portray it and make it a full like series aside from the main character series.
Do you mean like my own unique, like my own story?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad you asked because I really do. I'm really into like sci-fi, magic, and fantasy. And that's also a genre we don't see a lot of representation in, particularly in like magic stories and like witches. I was actually talking to someone the other day and we were talking about, I want to do like a short film or like maybe a full length feature and have, you know, about some either, I don't quite know the storyline, but I'm thinking like they're like young witches living in Brooklyn because I want to make it like more modern. Yeah. But I think there is this idea out there that if you're magical and you have the power to like be anything or appear anyway, a lot of times when we look at like stories of witches, it's been like over decades of time. So in theory, they've been on this earth a long time, yada. Mm-hmm. There's this like idea that they wouldn't be plus size. They wouldn't be because they have the choice to be anything and they wouldn't be plus size. And I think that just the underlying thing there is just fat phobia. Who's to say that they wouldn't choose to be plus size? So I want to explore that. And obviously I want there to be like some romance because I'm with all of my followers when I think that we could use more plus size romance.
Yeah.
So that would be my dream. If you're listening to this and you have a story that you want to tell about some plus size witches, hit me up because I would do a lot of things, but I'm not a writer. I know I've been able to work with some really incredible writers and that is an amazing skill set. So I'm just really wanting to link up with a writer who has a story to tell and just support them. I love creating my own projects, particularly film and TV. There's something so magical about getting like young creators together and getting scrappy with like how we do it.
Yeah.
I've actually been joking. I just bought a house. If you follow me on Instagram, my partner and I just bought our first house and I keep like telling all my filmmaker friends, I'm like, okay, so we have this set. It has multiple rooms. That's how I'm trying to use my resources. So all that to say, if you're out there and you have a story about some plus size witches, hit me up. We have a set. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a story that's like heavy on my heart. I'm really into like Halloween and like witchy magical things. I love like the moon and the lunar cycles.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would 10 out of 10 watch that instantly. That's amazing. Yeah, because I followed your series here and there and I was just like, damn, I wonder if she's ever going to continue and make this like a full like film series or like a TV show.
I would love to. Yeah, that is the goal. Like I want to recreate a lot of iconic film and TV. I said that early on in this, I love film and TV. It's such a passion of mine and I try to integrate it into all the content. So like more on the like influencer content realm. I do a lot of fashion looks inspired by film and TV. So it seeps into everything that I do. So I definitely love it. The ultimate goal is either to be a part of a series as the main character. I would absolutely love that and jump at that opportunity, mm-hmm. or create my own story and be the main character. So
I would love to see that. That just like warms my heart so much. I'm just curious, like, I know you've been in the music business. You've mostly been in the entertainment business for a while. Where did you really see your career start to take off?
For me, I would say, honestly, I'm in that moment now. I feel all of the things that I love intersecting. And I think that's where you find a lot of momentum. Before, when I was working in music and when I was transitioning out of music into film and TV, it was like I was trying to figure out where I fit in everything. And now I realize that I'm creating my own space and I'm really thriving in that I'm able to see now, if I step out of all of my creative projects, I have this bird's eye view. I'm able to see how all of the parts and pieces are connected and in all of my different passions. So I would say I'm in it currently. Now with content creation and stuff, I'm starting to get opportunities with brands and reaching out, like other creators like yourself are reaching out to collaborate. And so I feel like I'm like gaining some momentum now.
That's perfect. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you're on the up and I just wanted to know, like, where do you feel like you're really taking off? But I would say, honestly, right now is like your prime. You're in the prime of it.
Yeah, it is. And also I wanted to say on that, my word for this year is presence. And something else that's really important to me right now is just focusing on like where we're at now, releasing everything that got us here, the past, and then being like fully embracing where we're at and not stressing or worrying about the future. I don't know what my career is going to look like, but what I can say is right now I'm fully excited and thriving in where I'm currently at. And I'm just taking it, I don't want to say day to day, but like project to project. Yeah. Like I feel like one project leads me to the next thing, which leads me to the next thing. And I said that again, something else I said earlier, but I've always felt like my creative projects were like my guides. Like it's, as long as I'm following my impulse to express, then you know, I can't go wrong.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Would you say for like film and television, stuff like that, do you feel like we're making progress with plus size representation now?
Such a great question. I want to say my instinct is yes. I do think we see more plus size women in roles than we ever have in the past. But I don't know. I am always in the back of my mind. I'm always like, we could be doing more though. And I think that's because I just really feel passionately about this. But I was thinking about Euphoria the other day and Kat's character.
Yes.
And how amazing that character is. And what a step forward, given the cast, given the storyline, given the vibe of the show, what a step forward that role is for the plus community. But I still feel on some level, it still feels a little behind where we're at. I guess that's what I'll say. It still feels a little behind where we're at in terms of, I feel like entertainment and society are different. And like where we're at as a society is, I think we are more accepting. And when you look at Kat's character, I feel like there's a lot of, it feels 2 years ago, like very confident, plus size character. I do love the things the storylines that we're seeing now with her kind of questioning the body positivity and moving more towards a neutral state and kind of questioning the toxic positivity of love yourself. I don't know if you've seen that scene where.
Yeah, I did. You know,
yeah. So I do love that they're questioning things like that. And I think that's pretty on par. I just felt like I've also been reading a lot that her character is getting cut more and more from this season. And so I'm just like, so it feels two steps forward, one step back.
Oh yeah. And it's
sad. But I guess to answer your question, like point blank, I think that we are doing better than we have in the past, but there's still things to do.
Oh, for sure. I completely agree. It's sad because I was watching or reading about like the Euphoria and Barbara Ferreira, Kat's character. And she was basically saying she didn't even show up for the premiere because of how disappointed she was as for her character. And I'm just like, that's when you know, like you've killed a really good character and her series Absolutely. Would have been going. I feel like now it's just run flat for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Last season, she had a lot of dimensions where she was like stepping into like more of a main character energy. Like she started out as just like a girl in the posse, Maddie's friend. And then now or towards the end of last season, stepping into her own and she was discovering. And I think that is the sad part is I think we really missed out a lot on her being able to relate to her journey of discovering, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately how she feels about her body, because where we left off or what we saw a lot of last season was her leaning into, I'm the shit. I can fucking dress how I want to and this and that. Mm-hmm. And then where we saw her this season, just for a small portion of, okay, I don't always feel great about myself. And what does that mean for my body image and my self-worth on days where I don't feel great? And then we didn't really get to see her go through that. And I think that's something that we missed a lot there, because that's really valuable information, because I think for a lot of us, that is our journey. I know for myself, like I went from like in high school and college, trying to cover my body and just really feeling, I don't know, doing everything I could to camouflage it, long shirts, wearing a lot of black. I still love black, but for a different reason. And then really loving myself to look at it like a pendulum, like going the complete opposite way and just completely loving everything about myself, almost like a euphoric high. My body is amazing. And then now I'm finding myself balancing back in the between, where it's, I love my body and accept it as it is, but I also acknowledge that because of the systems and society that we live in, I still have days where I don't feel great in what I'm wearing, and being able to decipher between, am I feeling something that is like physically something I should, maybe I need more water, maybe I need to like eat something that's going to make me feel good, like something where I'm trying to navigate the physical side, or is it like a mental thing, a body image issue? Like I'm still navigating that. And I think that would have been really great to see Kat navigate those things as well.
Maybe you should just do a portrayal of Euphoria for Kat, honestly, like just add that to your series, because I would totally love to see that.
I love that. Yeah. Like maybe like the deleted Kat scenes or something.
Oh my God. That would be really good. I would love to see like a clip of that.
Olive, you just gave me such a good idea. I love that because I've been seeing a lot of conversations, especially in the plus size community, about how sad we are that we haven't seen a lot of Kat this season.
I know. And I really like her. I really like her as a person, as a character. I love her. Yeah. And even as an actress, she's amazing. So it's just like, and I'm sure Barbara would hit you up.
She'll be like, yeah. So honored. Like, that's when you asked me, like, when my career would take off, that's when it would. Yeah, I'd be like, okay, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that, too, because I'm also, like, a little older. So I feel like Euphoria always feels like I feel so young. I feel so young in high school.
Oh, you but can totally I mean, I pull it off. About,
thank you. I think about having that character when I was in high school, though. I grew up in an age where it was like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and all of these bulimic and anorexia, like celebrities were literally showing their bones. That was the sexy thing, to show your hip bones over your high-waisted or above your low-waisted jeans. That was fashion. And so when I think about now, just what I know they have with technology, kids have different set of issues now, but when I think about having the representation that they have and stuff, I'm like, that's still really amazing. Even the stuff I see on TikTok, I absolutely adore that platform. And one of the reasons is because it gives all different size types, creators, it gives them a voice. And we see people, I've seen some of the most inspirational stuff, whether it's people not being able to eat because of an eating disorder, and like creators saying, eat with me, and giving them a safe place to eat. Yeah. Also having seen creators literally untuck their pants and show their rolls. And I love it for that transparency reason.
Yeah, me too. I feel like the plus size community on TikTok is like really blown up and really made something of itself. Now, again, TikTok does have its backslides with community guidelines, which we've all been familiar with. But I'm hoping that they'll like keep us on the up and up, honestly, because it's such a shame to see like my favorite plus size creator, and I see a video and I try to share it and it's completely deleted because of community guidelines, which is so fucked up.
Someone pointed out that on one of my videos, I was wearing these tights and they put a like health warning on. And I was just like, I'm very confused on like why I have a health warning. Like someone screenshotted it and sent it to me. And I was like, why? Because I'm in tights. I was in like a dress with tights. So again, I don't know if they thought it was like my skin or what, but it got like a health warning about, I was just like, what is happening? So definitely on the community guidelines. God.
That's yeah. so bad. That's so mm-hmm. bad. My one friend who like posed too as well, she was posting with her partner and they were all hanging out and they're both plus size people. And they were just doing like one of those like stupid challenges, the cup challenge where you throw it in and mm-hmm. say that they were just doing that. And it got flagged for community guidelines. And she was just like, what? It's just, I don't understand how TikTok works yeah. sometimes. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, me either, God. Because I can definitely vouch and say I've seen so many others. I've seen half naked people on there, but it's just, they're not in bigger bodies. They're not, yeah. I don't know if it's like an algorithm thing where they're like, it's so much like they have like a ratio of so much skin. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. with a bigger body, like you would have more skin. But even with me, it was like, I was showing no skin. I was in a sweater dress and tights.
Yeah. I don't get it. And yeah. I know which one you're talking about. That was really nothing, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. So we've talked about some people like from TV shows and from movies and stuff like that. Would you have three influential people that you would say impacted like your career right now?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. That's such a great question. I think for me, I love individuals who create their own projects. So these two names I'm going to say feel very opposite each other, but like, hear me out. Okay. So like obviously Issa Rae creating Awkward Black Girl and then turning it into Insecure. I love someone who's like, I have an idea. It is good. I'm going to make it happen. Even if I do it by myself, I find that her story very inspirational and just like that, not DIY, but just going to do everything you can to get it done. I think that I love that. And then again, this is where it feels very different, but I mentioned Reese Witherspoon earlier on in like whenever you asked me about my name, and I love her because I do also think that she empowers women. And I think that she's very clear on the types of stories she wants to create, and she creates those. So I love her for that. I also am really into people who can just like lean into their weird quirkiness. I feel very different in a lot of ways. I feel like in some ways I'm like attributing to the norm, but in some ways I feel like I'm challenging the norm, and I'm sure everybody feels like that to some degree. Yeah. But I just feel that I really appreciate people who lean into the weirdness. And while there may not be anything like on the surface like strange about Reese Witherspoon, I do think that we both come from like a Southern background, and I appreciate that she like plays into that and embraces it more than anything. You know yeah. what I mean? I think that's really what it's about right now for me, is just like acceptance of who I am yeah. and not trying to like be anything else or feel like I should like, when you think about like comparison to like other creators or like people you see online, like it's so easy to see someone and like mimic. And I just feel like I'm in a place where I'm trying to really decipher for myself like what is authentic to me and lean into that.
Because like Reese Witherspoon, I feel like she's always getting typecasted as like the dumb blonde.
Yep.
And like she turned Legally Blonde around for everybody.
Absolutely. Like, because she accepted it and she leaned into that, and she was really like, you know what? And I appreciate you saying that, because I love how she didn't play her like this dumb blonde. And I think that integrity that she has while she's that character, like she truly believes in the power of that character of being like, I'm going to go to Harvard despite the odds, I'm going to do this, do that. Yeah. And she's just very determined. And because she believed in that message so much, it would have been really easy to feel discouraged getting that role, even though it was like a huge project, but to be like, oh, this is just like another like blonde ditzy character. But she gave her so many layers. And I think that's why we love Elle Woods, because she gave us layers that like, she gave her a little something. Like Elle was very determined. Yeah. And I love that about her.
They show it at like Harvard freshman orientation. They'll show that movie.
They do.
Yeah.
I love that. I didn't know that. I would imagine in my mind, I was thinking, they were thinking like, God, that's like the bane of our existence. That
no,
movie.
They're proud of it. Harvard. Yeah, we show it.
We should.
Yeah, no, like they do that for freshmen. I think someone posted it on TikTok and they were showing it during their freshman, and they were like, oh, it's yeah. so good. Yeah. But no, I'm just thinking about that. I was like, she's really one of the game changers of redefining what it means to be a typecast and turning it into your own spin.
And I so appreciate your awareness of that and like sharing, because I thought like initially in answering that, I was like, is it the Southern thing? Because we definitely have that. And I always joke that she's like my namesake, but it's so much more than that. Like, mm-hmm. I completely agree. Like I identify with just how she is able to take the type cast and flip it. And then now she's in complete control of her career, which I think that's the link I was making with her and Issa. It's they're in complete control because they're creating their own projects. So it's like they have complete creative control over who they cast, what roles they're in, even writing. When I look at that, those are the type of women that I'm like, yes, like creating a project start to finish.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a game changer. Would you consider yourself the representation that the plus size community can have as a resource or a role model?
Yeah, actually, I would, because for me, I'm very transparent, and that those are the type of creators, influential people that I love. I always try to keep it 100% honest. I'm the person that I'm going to be too honest sometimes. You know what I mean? I run into that a lot in my corporate days. I'm going to be a little too transparent, but it's because it's that important to me. It's a value of mine. And I think that's something that people need, especially as we're navigating quite literally everything in life right now, but especially if we're navigating body image issues and how do we fit in society. And even thinking about, like, my big thing right now is I'm trying to be like a model for plus size bliss. So I think there's a lot of conversations out there about, I just watched a video earlier today about a woman who was pulled into her work place, like her boss pulled her privately and said like a bunch of her coworkers were concerned with her health because she was overweight and just like being able to walk and this and that. And I just thought like how terrible. And it's like, that is the kind of stuff that we're faced with every single day. Yeah. Is people make assumptions just based off our appearance without, people write whole stories about us just by what we look like. It has nothing to do with it. They have the opportunity to not even get to know us before it's like they make up a whole narrative. Lazy, unhealthy, this, that. So there's a lot to unpack there. There's also a lot to feel down and discouraged about. And so for me, I was thinking about the other day, I was like, I'm in this place where I am trying to display as much plus size bliss as I possibly can, showing plus size individuals in healthy, happy relationships, showing them thriving in the workplace, showing them creatively fulfilled, trying to put some like good out there. Because I know it's one of those things that when I see it, when I see a plus size woman living her best life, I really am at a place, and I think this is a lot of healing, but I'm really at a place where I'm like, yeah, like that's going to be me, or that could be me, or love that for her. And I know that there's like a lot of healing to be done there, but it's like, that's the message I'm trying to get out there, which is that we deserve happiness in all of the ways, and not just we deserve to feel safe in our bodies. It's like we deserve love, we deserve money, we deserve luxury. I did a video when I was traveling where we went to this like really nice tea in London, and so many people, I like started out the video just like, I'm a plus size content creator, just introducing myself, and I had so many individuals message me and be like, instantly follow for plus size luxury, instantly, like, it's, we want to see women, I want to see women, I want to see individuals, plus individuals thriving. Yeah. And so that's the, now in my life, that's like what I'm trying to share.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. That leads up into my last question is, if you can be remembered for one thing, what would it be? Honestly.
You know what? I've been saying this a lot lately. For me, I just want to have an authentic experience. I think for a while I was very, in a certain phase of my life, I was trying to control like how it was going to look and what I was going to be and what my life was going to look like. And now I just really want to be like authentic with it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to create things that aren't perfect and be a work in progress. And I want people to witness that and see. I don't want them just seeing the end result. I don't want them to look up one day and be like, oh, Reese's this successful creator and she knows who she is. She knows what her message is. I want people to see the process and just be like real and authentic with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think a big part of that is being honest with myself and my audience about everything that I'm going through. And sometimes it is really, sometimes I'm sure you experience this as a creator. Sometimes it's really hard to share certain parts of your life.
Yeah.
But I just go back to, if it helps one person, then it's worth it. And I said this the other day to someone, just when I think it's cringy and just when I'm like, oh, you shared too much. It's just, I'm like, I'm having like vulnerability withdrawals. I'm like, or like a vulnerability hangover. I'm just like, I shared too much. I can't do it. I'll get like the most beautiful message that it resonated with someone. And I'm like, you know what? That's worth it. That's worth it for me. So I just think that's what I'm supposed to do here is I'm just supposed to be like authentic, connect and love people. And
oh my God, you're like touching all my heartstrings, honestly. Like, seriously, I'm like over here, like I'm gonna shed a tear. It's because I really respect people who are honest and can be vulnerable, because vulnerability is not a weakness to me. It's honestly the most courageous thing a person can do. And whenever I watch your videos, whenever I see your work, it's just, you're really putting your all into it, and I really appreciate the work that you do, honestly.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you. It really is. It's a message like that. That's why I do it. And again, I just feel like it's my purpose. So I'm out here doing it, and it's really challenging me as well, which I think is how you're on the right path when you feel like it's stressing you. Because vulnerability, it's the most courageous thing, and it's also at times the most difficult thing, because when you're really in a low place, you feel so isolated. You really feel like it is you're the only one that can experience such a unique feeling. And that's something I see time and time again after sharing, is that we all experience these things. All of our experiences are so interconnected. So the more we can share it, again, something we've seen with TikTok over the pandemic, like the more people were sharing, the more people were relating, and it got us through a very difficult time. It continues to get us through very difficult times.
It really did. It really did. That was probably the most I've ever been on TikTok was during this pandemic.
Yep.
Oh my God. Thank you for being on this podcast. I really appreciate you. Where can the listeners find you at?
Yeah, you said it here, but I'm on TikTok. Find me on TikTok, main character series. I do a lot of vlogging. I'm definitely on there. Love it. And then also on Instagram at Reese Cassidy, both places.
Perfect. Guys, go check her out, please. I am telling you, this main character series is like, if I could just get a notification just for that, oh, that would make my day. Perfect. You guys, go check her out. She's amazing. I absolutely am in love with her. Thank you for being on here today.
Yeah, of course.